And so now, as we transition to this is my story, the first student that's coming up, his name is Cleve. Cleve, you can go ahead and start making your way up here. Yes, he is a student, even though he's 7 feet tall. And Cleve will be reading for his brother, Stephen. Stephen is taking part in a great camp tradition, which is being sick after you get back. And I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. I'm also participating in that great tradition. But Cleve will be reading for his brother, and then Hannah Patterson will come up and share after him. So welcome, Cleve.
Everything he says here, I agree with. Is my experience as well, but I didn't have to write anything, but I did do a lot of editing on his work. Hi, I'm Steven, otherwise known as Sonic McGee, but we'll get to that. My brothers and I came barging in late for opening night. We were coming from a family road trip, which means being stuck in a minivan with a bunch of sinners for hours on end. After being dropped off at the cabin, the dynamic change was sudden, and I was feeling slightly anxious. Some of it was caused by the quick change in the social atmosphere, but I think it was an anticipation for the uncertain future. Those feelings soon dissipated, however, because the beginning that first night I was immersed in awe during our time of musical worship. It seemed every voice was lifted up in song in that quaint cabin. The nature of the camp, in both location and fellowship, was revitalizing. It was immensely refreshing to be in God's creation in the secluded mountain forest. The scheduled events included basketball, the adventure race, paintball, the water park, the lake, and engaging night activities. The established friendships from youth group were cemented further through the many memorable moments. The water slide was a personal highlight as I attempted various ways of landing in the plunge pool. What started out as skimming over the whole pool, hitting the wall, and becoming a new type of pancake evolved to achieving a double flip across the water, earning me the name Sonic McGee. The next time I find myself going downhill, I'll just curl into a ball and roll with it. An important and useful life skill I gathered at camp was gambling, mostly thanks to Jackson, especially learning to play the game of poker. These adrenaline-filled activities were peak moments for sure. However, being surrounded by loving, giving, gracious, godly leaders is what revitalized me the most. The truths learned dissecting and digesting God's word made lasting applications in both of our lives. The discussion groups involved earnest questions and enthusiastic answers. Deeper than that, though, there was a humble and heartfelt sincerity that radiated from everyone. The guys had relatability that resonated with me. It was amazing to hear from some of the leaders' testimonies and how God is continuing to sustain them through current trials. During the discussions, I saw various doubts in my life replaced with faith. The teaching was centered around the Gospel of Mark, and boy, them sermons were more loaded than the camp burritos I ate. They covered an abundance of relevant topics, which were insightful in pointing me to the character of Jesus. Doubt was a topic I struggled with a little. During one sermon, Pastor Tommy distinguished that there's a doubt that is intentionally suppressing and a doubt that desires to believe. Knowing that God uses a tiny bit of struggling faith to reveal his might is a tremendous encouragement and comfort to us both. I also love the abundance of practical and applicable comparisons, such as grace is against earning, it's not against effort. It's not the amount of faith that saves, but the object of my faith that who saves. May Jesus continue to teach us both to live by faith. So yeah, camp was 10 out of 10. Food was great, slides were slippery, and leadership was unmatched. We are looking forward to next year.
Hi, my name is Hannah Patterson, and my family and I have been at Grace Life for about 10 years. Originally, I wasn't going to be up here speaking to you all. Mr. Matt was going to read my testimony for me, but I was convicted by the Holy Spirit after going ziplining on Friday to come up here myself. I realized that if I am brave enough to go ziplining 155 feet in the air, I'm pretty sure I can go up and share my camp testimony to my church. Anyways, having a few weeks since camp to reflect, I've really learned so much about myself and my faith, and I want to share with you the most impactful thing that I learned at camp. Throughout the worship time, I noticed a theme of the songs: trusting in God and making Him the foundation of your life. A few weeks before camp, I heard a sermon about the wise man who builds his house on the rock and the foolish man who builds his house on the sand. I was challenged by the thought, what am I building my life on? Throughout my walk as a Christian, I've seen God work through so many others' lives, but I feel like He didn't work as much in my own. This kind of discouraged me, so I prayed that week at camp that I would really feel God's presence in my own life. I was really encouraged when my small group leader said something like this: "You may not always feel the presence of God in the same way you do when you get goosebumps during worship, but you're always going to have that sense that His Holy Spirit is with you." That led me back to the question, what am I building my life on? To be honest, at that time, I didn't really know, but I knew that I wanted to build my life on Jesus, the only firm foundation. And even though I knew that the different ways I would feel God's presence would vary, I really did realize that because I'm a Christian, the Holy Spirit is always in me, and it's truly comforting. Throughout the week at camp, I saw God work not only in my life, but in others' lives too, even through the simplest things. And I realized that God really has done so many things in my life. I just never really looked in the ways that His will was fulfilled. I'm so thankful that I had the opportunity to go to camp this year and really learn more about Jesus through Mark. I had a great time growing closer to my friends and even making a few more. Thank you to all of you who supported any of our fundraisers, like the Kids Day Out and the Glow Night. I know that this camp and its impact on me as a Christian is one that I will never forget. And I know that through this next season of my life, as my family moves to Israel, the year that we are there, and for the rest of my life, I will wholeheartedly build my life on Jesus and Him alone.